Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast. I'm Maria Furlano. It is great to have you here on another episode, episode 57. We're going to talk about disconnection today. And actually, I know that kind of sounds, not so uplifting, but it's going to be good, and I think it's going to be really helpful. At least that is my goal. I want to welcome you, and if you're new here, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the podcast. I'm a spiritual intuitive and a physician of Chinese medicine. I specialize in medical qigong, and I've been teaching for over 20 years. I work with energy practitioners, healers, light workers, craniosacral therapists, body workers, acupuncturists, coaches, therapists, teachers, and artists, and people who are energetically sensitive, people who want to deepen their intuitive skills. And I teach people how to actually cultivate their energy, how to actually clear their energy, how to actually expand and shift their frequency. So I am all about knowledge and learning, but I'm also really about the practical application of things. There's just so much that you can listen or read about. And energetic medicine, energetic wisdom is all about experiencing frequency changes and experiencing your body and connected with soul and connected with mind and emotion. So that's what I do. If this is something that sounds good to you, please visit theartoftuningin.com/healers, and you can learn all about our online studio and sign up for insights and get all kinds of information. So I welcome you here. And today, as we talk about disconnect, you know, being disconnected, I have a little story to share. Yesterday, I woke up and I was feeling disconnected, but I didn't realize it. And I say that because, you know, sometimes we go through these things and we get this great, like, little light bulb of knowledge that goes off later. But when we're in the middle of not feeling so great, we all get that overwhelmed feeling, that tired feeling, you know, that the depleted feeling. And I was very depleted. I had worked really hard the last 2 weeks, and I had spent a lot of time on the computer. And although I love the computer, I mean, it's so much a part of my business, and I'm so grateful to be able to have it. But for me, being on the computer too much, I really feel the energy just, it feels like it's just being kind of pulled out of my eyeballs and out of the front of my body. So I usually need to be kind of careful about balancing my time. And so I knew I was doing a lot of work, and I figured, well, I'll just, you know, take a couple of days off. And I did that. But then when I was about to kind of jump back into work, I noticed that I was still really depleted and very moody, very tired, and very kind of, blah. And I got up, I did my stretching, I did some qigong, and I felt a little better, but I still felt kind of lost. And I don't know if you ever know what I mean by that feeling, but you just kind of feel alone or like you can't quite find your way. And so I had to go to the market, and on my way to the market, I decided that I was going to take a break and go over to the water because I know that breathing by the water really helps me. And I really did not want my whole day to go on this way. One of the things that I teach is the mind-body connection, and we are absolutely in charge of how we feel. We're in charge of our thoughts, and those thoughts determine how we feel. So I knew that I really wanted to nip this in the bud and connect with myself, figure out what was going on so that I wasn't dragging it through my day. So I went to the water because that was the first thing I, you know, thought of. And if you're around something, you know, something else I might have gone to if I really had it available was a tree. Trees are also really great, or a mountain, or any kind of nature can really help this. And so I went out and I was able to sit on a rock and I started to breathe and I started to feel a little bit better. And then it just occurred to me as I looked out in the water and I looked at the huge open sky that was there, that I had become tunneled vision, that I was seeing just what was in front of me. And I had become disconnected from this greater wisdom, energetic, spiritual wisdom that, of course, I love to connect to. And the depletion, the energy depletion that I was feeling caused that disconnect. Because what happens is that it changes your frequency, it changes your vibration. So you're not resonating as fast, as, you know, vibrant, as expanded. And when you're not resonating vibrantly, the blinders tend to come on, what I have found, more easily. Meaning, when I say blinders, you know, I'm talking about like on the sides of my eyes. And you really are only seeing this tunnel vision in front of you. And so when I looked out at the ocean and then I looked at the sky, I was like, oh my goodness. And, you know, you feel so small and you realize that there is just this vast amount of energy out there. And I breathed that into my body. And I realized that I felt very alone because I had disconnected myself. And then I started thinking about when people feel depressed, and when people feel sad, when people feel lonely, when people feel scared, you know, all of those emotions that are not the enjoyable ones to feel. And they really all have an interweaving of disconnection, disconnection from source, disconnection from our true empowerment, a disconnection from our heart, or in Chinese medicine, we call it the Shen, the spirit, a real disconnection from who we really, really are. And I realized again, as I'm constantly being reminded, about how important it is in a world where we have such fantastic technology and in a time frame of, you know, especially the last 2 years, almost 2 years now, that we have been dealing with COVID and we have been dealing with isolation, and how important it is to continue to see an expanded view. So when we tune in, when we tune into our energy, when we tune into who we really are, when we align our energy. And when I say align our energy, what I mean is you're aligning your energy into the earth. You are connecting with the earth. You are aligning your energy into the universe. You are connecting with the universe. You're also aligning your energy in your environment. You're connecting to the air. You're connecting to nature. You're connecting to the world, to the planet that we live on. And you actually are connecting to every being that lives on this planet, animal and person, every living thing. When we do that, we move into a state that is of such empowerment, where we're not taking on everybody else's stuff, but we're actually seeing energy from a really expanded point of view. But because of everything that we've been going through, and in my studio, my online studio, one of the members shared that they have been feeling so much energy recently, so much from especially world events, that they've hesitated. Now, this is a person, she is highly intuitive and very gifted energetically, and she's been hesitating to really expand her energy and really tune in just because of all that she's feeling and taking on. And of course, this is something inside the studio that we work with. We work with, you know, not taking on so much and actually keeping that alignment. If you are someone who's also feeling, you know, you are very sensitive, and remember, being sensitive is a superpower and it's wonderful, and you're not too sensitive. So if you've heard that during your life, no, you're not oversensitive. You just have a very strong intuitive gift that you might want to learn to align and be able to expand more into, so that you don't feel so overwhelmed, because they don't really teach that in normal life, and you have to find the teachers who will share that with you. And so as you feel like you are taking on energy, or you feel like if you expand, you're going to feel more and more, I really want to encourage anybody who's feeling overwhelmed or picking up energy or feeling like I did yesterday, you know, depleted because of maybe the work they're doing, or maybe the caregiving that they're giving other people in their life, to go to an expanded open space. Now, I know not everybody can go to the ocean, not everybody has a forest or a mountain, but there's an area somewhere, a safe area, where you can go and really look at the open sky. The more open it is, and the more you can view the sky, and the more area, and you can see the vastness and the expansion of it, the better, because you realize what expanded space really feels like. And that's what I'm really getting at here today with today's episode, is that it's so important with everything that we've been going through, from being inside, from being isolated from other people, from the wonderful use of our technology, but also our technology tends to isolate us even more because we can get very tunneled vision into what we're doing. We're not outside as much. You know, we're not connecting as much with people. We're not looking at nature as much. Going and being with nature, looking at the sky, looking at the ocean, looking at the trees, feeling the actual breeze on your skin, listening to the wind. And yesterday, when I went out and I just breathed this in, I was so reminded of how much the earth is alive in all of its different ways. I started to touch the rock and I thought, this rock is alive. And what it did was it reminded me, first of all, to get out of my own self, you know, enough of me, right? You know, get out of my way. It allows you to look beyond yourself. We become self-consumed. And when we're dealing with stress, we become all consumed with stress and with self and with worry and with emergency type feelings. And so when we're dealing with that, our sense of touch is a big one. So as I was touching the rock, I was really wanting my hand not just to place it on the rock and say, oh, this is a rock, but I wanted to feel the rock's temperature, feel the nuances of the rock, feel the curves of the rock, the sharp edges of the rock, all of those things. And the same with the wind. So something that you can do if you're feeling overwhelmed, depleted, you're dealing with sorrow, sadness, grief, you're dealing with loneliness, you're dealing with fears. In order to move into a different state, you can use nature, you can use something beautiful, but the trick is that you really want to immerse yourself in it. So if you're sitting in front of a plant, let's say you're home, and let's say that you have a beautiful plant, or you have a beautiful flower. Let's say you don't have that, but you have a beautiful painting that you love, or a beautiful book. You want to immerse your energy in that beautiful thing. You want to really observe it. Notice all of the nuances. Breathe it in and allow yourself to experience something different than what it is you're feeling. So this is not running away from your feelings. This is about getting yourself out of that very contracted space. It's about releasing and it's about discharging. So we talk a lot in the studio about discharging energy, and in medical Qigong, discharging energy is about shaking it off. It's about moving it out of your body instead of it becoming stagnant. So when we're in a place of not feeling great, when we're feeling disconnected, shaking it out, going for a run, going for a brisk walk, doing really deep breathing, all of those things really help to move the energy in the body. And so they help shift your vibration. It shifts your frequency. And so you start to feel differently, which means that you start to think differently. So it's a very full body experience when you want to shift your vibration. And so when you're looking at nature, when you're really experiencing an environment that is healthy for you, like nature, you really want to not just look at it, not just think about it, but you really want to breathe it in. You want to smell it. You want to taste the air. You want the pores of your skin to open and to really feel your surroundings. You want to use your sense of touch, and you want to feel your feet into the earth. All of these things, when you use your full body senses, This is what changes your vibration. Changing your vibration is a full body experience. We don't just think our way through it. So earlier I said we have absolute control over our thoughts. And because we have control over our thoughts, we have control over how we feel. We have control over how we use how we're feeling and how we move through it or how we stay in that feeling. I really want to make it clear that I'm not saying here to push your way through how you're feeling. But what I'm saying is that when you use your environment like nature and you allow your body to open and you allow your breath to open and you really experience a beautiful environment, you will help your vibration begin to expand. And when your vibration begins to expand, that also means that those blinders that we were talking about earlier, they come off and you begin to see, hear, sense, know guided information that you can't see, sense, hear, or know when you have blinders on, when you're feeling compressed, right? That compressed energy, which is a depressed energy. That's the same thing. Your energy's being compressed. You feel like you can't move forward, or you just feel so heavy. That has to open up before we can really get a different point of view. So I know that a lot of people out there are really struggling with stress. I know there's a lot of loss in the world right now and that it's happening every day. And it's always been happening all through the eons of time. Now it's a bit heightened, especially because of everything we've been going through. And I think because more people are aware of it, more people are tuned into world events, more people receive information that's coming at them much more easily and much more quickly. And so it can get really overwhelming, and the tendency can be to kind of want to hide. And when I say hide, I also mean do things that don't support our body. So have habits that don't support our body, eat the wrong foods, you know, have chemicals that try to shift our body to feel something else. And all of that, of course, is not supporting the health of our body. And we need to have tangible tools that we can really go and play with and practice with and use. So again, just to recap, when we're feeling compressed, when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling loss, when we're feeling fear, when we're feeling anger, anxiety, frustration, etc., all those emotional states, like I said before, that are not happy, that are not comfortable, remember that there is a disconnection going on between you and a greater wisdom of energy. And the key to being able to move through those states, again, not to numb out, not to ignore them, not to bypass them, but to actually move through those states, is to be able to connect back into that greater wisdom, that greater spiritual wisdom, that greater nature of wisdom, whatever it is that you believe. And being able to connect with something physical, doing physical movement, being able to connect with nature, all of those things really give us a huge support system to move through things. There is a lot going on. There is so much going on, so much energy, and we are expanding at really beautiful rates. And so I just want you to remember that energetic work, being in alignment with ourselves, tuning into who we are, it's always been a daily practice. That's what it is. And so the more we can enjoy it, the better it is, because it does feel so incredible. But just remember, be mindful of how much you may be taking on, of how much you're giving in your life. Make sure that you find those balances. You know, just like this week, I realized there was way too much energy that I had given out, and then I needed to take the time to balance it. And so moving forward into the next couple weeks, I'm rearranging my schedule differently. It's always an adjustment. We're always balancing. Remember, it's always about output and input. And if we can look at this with a love for ourselves, if we can look at this with a curiosity of how we feel and how we can grow and what we can learn, then it makes life much easier. I was really grateful for yesterday's lesson. I was really grateful to go out to the rock and look at the ocean and look at the sky and breathe it in and be reminded of how much I had disconnected myself, of how much I had focused on one project instead of creating more balance for myself. It was a great lesson, and I'm glad it happened, and I'm going to listen and I'm going to tune in more. So I hope you do too. Keep your questions coming. Thank you for being here. I will see you very, very soon. I wish you a beautiful day, beautiful night, beautiful week. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.